The following is intended for mature audiences only. May contain strong language, crude humor, adult themes, and suggestive material.
We have another episode of We're Done Here for our live taping in the New York Comedy Festival. Okay, you may be curious about what I've been drinking all night. I'm so sorry because I've drunk all of it. But we do have a liquor sponsor for this event. It's Umi Plum Liqueur, yes. They are our liquor sponsor. It's a Japanese plum liqueur. So we've been drinking it all night, mixing it with Prosecco and a splash of soda. Yes, so that's like an Aperol spritz, but not, right? So thank them so much for sponsoring this event. But I am here with a great guest. Oh my God.
Hello.
Dylan,
hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's Dylan Adler, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're good.
Oh, okay. Great.
Is this for show?
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
It's going to be. So Dylan's a comedian, a New York City-based comedian, but not really a New York City-based comedian because he moved.
Tell us
a little bit about yourself, Dylan.
Yes, I'm. Well, you said I was like, I'm the wine is sponsored by my people. I'm half Japanese, so it's like yes, drink up. I'm good. I'm gay.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're at like the gayest hair salon. I love it.
Yeah,
so
it is the gay barbershop.
It's
a gay. Well, it's not necessarily. Well, you know, y'all tell me. It's a.
Yes.
It's an inclusive environment.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Inclusive environment.
Yes. But yeah, I'm gay. I'm half Japanese, half Jewish. Soy vey, bitch. And I'm in LA now, but now I'm in New York.
Oh yeah, that's what is this whole I'm in LA but I'm in New York? Are you going back because the strikes are over?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But I'm in LA now, but I was in New York for like 8 years.
No, that's true. That's what I'm saying. He's a New York City comedian, I will say. Mm-hmm. But like, where are you from originally?
The Bay Area. I'm from San Francisco.
Oh, so you're from
originally.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Then you moved to New York and then you moved back to California.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So who's better?
Oh my God. Well, New York at night is unbeatable.
New York
is unmatched. In LA, they stop at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's so
hot.
Like, what the fuck? And you can't go to a bodega. Like,
no, there's nothing. There's nothing.
So you're fucked if you like end super late.
Yeah.
But I do like the sun.
Oh.
I like
that
sunlight.
Old thing.
I like sunlight.
The sun. Yeah. The sun. So you had quite the journey in comedy, I would say, so far. I know you're writing. You moved to LA because you got a job.
Yes.
So tell us about your job.
I was writing for James Corden for a little bit.
And then that's done.
Yes. That's
okay.
Done now.
Okay.
That's done now. Just for a very, very quick. But it brought me out to LA. And like now I'm just kind of. And then the strike happened, so I was just kind of chilling there with no job.
Okay.
Kind of drinking kombucha and, you know, doing what they do.
Yeah.
And now the strike is over, so hopefully other jobs will roll in. But I've been, like, visiting friends here in New York.
Oh, I love that. And you're here for the New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Yay.
I'm so happy to hear that. Well, yeah, you'll be back at work soon.
I hope. If I suck the right dick.
Yeah.
Know how it is. Yeah.
If we only suck the right dick.
The thing is, you just sometimes don't suck the right one.
Right.
That's where.
Sucking a lot of the wrong dicks.
Yes.
Is what,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I sympathize
all been
with
there.
That. Yeah. I sympathize with that. Okay, great. Yeah, I love your comedic journey. I love your comedic style. You went viral last year. What did you do?
Oh. I did a backflip. Oh
yes, went viral for the backflip.
Yes,
I was
yes.
Okay.
I did a backflip. Well, I pretend like someone like we were just like getting footage of us at Universal Studios, and they're like these performers in the Harry Potter world.
Oh
and
yeah,
I was,
like, I've been there.
I pretended like I was a shady performer who didn't get on, and I'm like I was like sitting there like just kind of like this, and then I do a backflip. And then everyone's like, who is this faggot? But then I posted it, and
yeah.
then at first it was like doing okay, but then everyone was like, this dumbass, sour ass dancer, how dare he do this? And everyone was like, literally after a little, I opened my DMs, it was like, faggot, faggot, clown, faggot, faggot, clown, faggot, faggot, clown. I was like, I'm a gay comic, thank you. That's what I do.
Yes, yeah. I love that. I love how you go viral from the hate.
Yes. It was mostly negative.
Love it.
Mostly negative.
That's
virality.
How you go viral, y'all. You gotta be negative.
You have to stir the pot. Yeah.
I love that. So this is We're Done Here Pod, you guys. Mm. So we always talk. It's an emotional wellness comedy podcast.
Yes,
we're not here to talk about your fabulous career. We are here to talk about you coming out.
Yes.
Okay. So people are interested in that topic. So tell us about that journey.
Well,
yes.
This is the first day I'm out. No, just kidding. Sorry. being this gay, first day. No. Basically the first person I came out to was my twin brother, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, he actually, sophomore year of high school, he came up to me and he was like, Dylan, I don't know, I think I might be attracted to guys. And I was like, ew! Don't ever say that again. You know, but then a year later I was like, same girl, so... Then, like, well, so, like, we came out, like, I was, like, it was nice to have my twin brother.
Yeah,
so
that's
we
really
would,
cool.
So, we came out, like, kind of as a tag team.
I'm confused. Didn't everybody know you both were already gay already?
Pretty much,
okay. That's how I was assuming.
Yeah.
How old were you guys?
We were 17.
And everyone already knew, except for you two.
Yeah, like, Got we it. Would, like, go to our cousin's house and, like, choreograph dances. And, like, like, wear my cousin's princess outfit. So, they were just waiting, pretty much.
Oh, everyone was waiting for you to come out. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Your brother is still in the Bay Area, though.
He's in Tucson, Arizona. He plays the oboe, clarinet.
That's different.
It's different.
A band gay.
He's a band gay.
I never met one of those.
Yes. And, you know, he plays there for the symphony orchestra. He does Mozart and Beethoven.
That's pretty gay. Okay. That's very gay. Got it. A lot of band gays then.
Yeah, a lot of band
gays. Oh, wow. That makes sense. Okay, got it. Okay, so you're 17. You and your brother come out a year apart. Like, how does the family react?
So, I mean, I felt very fortunate because my mom and dad were, like, cool with it. And it actually quickly became my mom's whole personality. She was like, yes, finally.
I love that.
But then we came out to everyone in our family, except for our Japanese grandparents. And we were like, maybe they'll die first before we... No, I don't know. We were kind of bargaining. We're like, how is this going to go? But they were like, so my mom pulled my grandma aside and was like, I have to tell you something. Max and Dylan are both gay. And mm-hmm. she was like, I actually kind of suspected that. Mm. And I think that's okay.
Oh.
And we were like, oh my God, Obachan, we love you. And she was like, I love you guys. And my mom was like, bitch, you never told me that before. I love you.
Grandma is so liberal.
Liberal.
I love that. So it seems like, a very easy coming out story. Was there any like adversity? Like, struggle?
I know. It was when I did my backflip. That was the hardest moment. You should have seen my DMs. I think the hard moment was... It was they're still like we're out to our Japanese grandma, but not our grandpa, because we're like I don't know what he'll think, you know.
Yeah, no, got it.
So I mean, I feel like truly really lucky that like it was like I was with my brother and I didn't have like a negative response.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yet. So I mean, I know.
Does he have a boyfriend?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm shocked by that. No, I'm
sorry. Oh, offensive.
I had no idea. Okay, I love I love that you have a way of it and your brother does it. So that's cute.
Yes, yes.
So in terms of like coming out, have you ever like, I don't know, just felt like any like sadness around coming out or any had any toughness dealing with your sexuality or felt unsafe? Like, tell us more about this type of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, like we didn't come out to our high school because our high school is like pretty like homophobic and
okay,
stuff.
They didn't know y'all was gay?
They kind of did. Okay. And they were like, but I was like in the Gay Straight Alliance as like an ally.
bisexual.
I know. I was like, I'm questioning, you know. I'm the Q, you know. So it was kind of weird at our high school. So we didn't come out to our high school, but we waited until after we graduated.
And in college, you guys came out. Oh, I don't know if you went to college. You don't have to.
Yeah. Okay. I did immediately. So that was okay. Nice.
Immediately, as soon as you got to college.
As soon as I got to college.
Was it like hard? Did you and your brother split apart or did you like go to school together? Or?
We split and I was like, bye, bitch. Yes, please. Because we wanted to like, we were always like the twins. We're always like separate. So even though I love him and I would miss him, like I'm glad we established our own identities and stuff.
No, I get it. And then like coming out in college and like kind of being that like new gay, like what were your experiences? Did you make friends right away? Were you hanging out with the girls? Like what were you doing?
Oh my God. The moment I turned 18, I got on Grindr.
Oh!
And then I was a horny.
This is what I
want to
hear.
I was ready. And then like on Grindr, but Grindr's was such a crazy place back then because there would be like, it was sometimes fun experiences, but then sometimes I'd go to someone's house and they had like a, you know, kimono hanging in the back or like, they had like samurai swords
no!
in the back.
And then not an Asian fetish.
I know, Asian fetish. So I ran into a bunch of, we call them rice queens in the gay community. Yes.
Okay, so you ran into a bunch of Asian fetish.
Yes, we ran into a bunch of rice queens.
And you're half Asian too.
Yes.
So they were like, best of both worlds. Okay,
exactly.
I get it.
Hannah Montana, that's right.
Where was your school?
My school, I went to NYU, so I was in
New York. Okay, so you're like in the gay mecca of the world.
Yes, oh my God, exactly.
So you just, it was just like, yeah, so you would run, that would be the trouble here in New York.
Yes.
Running into the rice queens.
Yes, and in the Bay, where they all are too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay, so that is, oh God, so that's fun though, being a young gay person in New York City.
I was horny. I was so repressed. And I was like, I've never been hornier in my life than when I was like a repressed, closeted person. And then like finally it was like, oh, all the dicks, you know? Yeah.
I know you were. You have to be a theater kid, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, so you went to...
Yes.
So you went to Tish.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes, wait. Sorry. I'm just assuming life for him.
Yes. No, I did.
So wait, are they... I mean, the whole program is gay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. The whole absolutely.
So instant community.
Instant battleground.
Oh.
Divas and personalities.
Is a battlefield.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But it was fun. It was nice to be surrounded by all those people.
Nice. I love that. So I really like that. And I know, like, of course, New York City is a safe haven or what have you. But a few months ago, a gay man was actually killed in Brooklyn from Dancing to Beyonce.
That's right.
Something like that never happens here in a sense. But has there ever been times here in New York City have you felt unsafe here or maybe while traveling or doing comedy?
Just on the subway ride here.
Oh.
I almost got into a fight. I don't think it's because I was gay.
Probably because it's New York
City.
It was
a shove thing, and then he shoved my backpack. I'm like, oh, if you shove it again, then I'll get mad. Then I'll do something. No, but I mean, like, I've been called a faggot on the streets.
Oh.
And I'm like,
so aggressive.
True. Yes. I'm like, yes. But I guess in those moments, yeah, I felt unsafe.
No, that makes sense.
But I think it just, you know, when you're in New York for so long, I mean, like, something. But I mean, I do feel lucky that there are so many, like, if someone were to hate crime all the queers during Pride, it's like you would exhaust yourself. There's just so many. You can't, like, you can, so I mean, like, there's just so many queers in New York.
No,
so that's
true.
Why I feel like it's
and LA too.
And LA too.
Yeah, I heard they're
Bay
mean.
Area.
They seem mean over there.
All gays are mean.
Oh.
No matter where they are in the world, all gays are very mean.
I was like, all my gays are sweet.
It's a bunch of Regina Georges.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you and your brother have come out. You have a boyfriend. He doesn't. Where's your boyfriend? New York or LA?
LA.
Okay, so was it easier to find a boyfriend there than here?
Well, I was just kind of in my whore phase in New York.
Oh, everyone's a whore in New York. That's why no one ever has a boyfriend
it's
here.
It's the city of sex. You
yeah,
know?
That's true.
It's the big fapple. So I was kind of looking more for like relationship in LA because that's where I was like more. I was just like kind of visiting, so I thought
I don't want
to stop. Like, but in LA, I kind of like settled down for a little bit.
Okay, nice. And how long has this relationship been going on?
Just 2 months.
Oh, two. This is new. Okay,
it's new.
He's like, I have a boyfriend. My brother doesn't. 2 months. We'll see. I love that. I love that though. That is great. And then. Have your parents met your boyfriend yet or not really?
Not yet, but I think maybe, I don't know, maybe after the break or something.
Okay, there's a break?
The Christmas break.
Oh, okay. I only think about that, you know, when you go to school.
Yes.
Are you in school?
No.
Oh, you just act like an adolescent.
Absolutely
okay, God.
Not.
Christmas break. Yeah.
That's right. There is
I was like,
break.
Are we still doing that? So do you have any tips for any young gays, like, you know, trying to come out or whatever to their parents that don't have a brother?
Yes. have a twin is my advice. No. I would say, I think, like, there's to know that, you know, there are a lot of young queer people like yourself and that you could connect with them, whether it be in person or online. And, like, I know, like, a lot of people, like, including myself, I would like chat with people on Facebook and like, you know, talk about sexuality. Even I wasn't even talking about it with my brother. I was like, so I think you could find that. And that's like, that was helpful for me and some other people. So, I mean, I think that could help you through. It's like a little sense of community if you don't have it in your immediate.
Got it.
You know,
meet strangers online.
Yes.
It really helps.
Meet strangers online. Absolutely.
Meet strangers online. Form your community where you can get it.
Yes.
And any whoring tips that you may have for
my God.
People trying to, you know, just whore it out.
You know,
what's some of your best secrets?
CityMD is great for STD testing. Medicaid, it works for me. And if you get chlamydia, it's not the end of the world.
Getting chlamydia is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
I love to hear. What about herpes?
Herpes is forever.
Oh, scams. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, that's so funny. Well, thank you so much for sharing
thank
your coming out
Mika.
Story with us.
I appreciate that.
I loved it. I loved
thank
it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, this is We're Done Here Pod. So I guess you're done with coming. You're done with your coming out story. But is there anything you're not done with or something you're obsessed with right now?
Oh, my God. I'm what have I been obsessed with? I've been watching a Diva compilation YouTube videos.
Wait,
of
what
just
is
like,
that?
It's like 30 minutes of Mariah Carey being a total diva.
Oh, I love that.
Or like the video of like 30 minutes of Beyonce being a total Virgo. Like,
oh, yes.
Or like, are you the Aretha Franklin video of her being like, she was like, say a nice thing about every celebrity. And she said great things about, like, you know, Mariah Carey and like Alicia Keys. And then she got to Taylor Swift and it was like, great gowns.
Gowns.
The gowns. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Oh, that's what I'm getting into.
I love the way. What do you have to search to get there?
You just watch. You just have to type in faggot.
No,
just
kidding.
And it'll show up.
I will not be typing that in. But thank you so much, Dylan. This has been so much fun.
Thank you so much,
Mika.
Thank you.